the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I pray you did not come here tonight to get ashes. Rend your heart, not your garments, our Lord says. The Lord does not want a dirty forehead, he wants your heart. Do you think that he is impressed with the little soot on your face when Daniel the prophet covered himself in ashes, and so did Job? The Lord wants your heart. So don't look at what's on the outside, look at what is on the inside. A repentant and contrite heart God will not despise. We understand full well that our good works cannot earn God's favor. Yet also understand full well that we do not earn God's favor by showing him how sorry we are. For that reason, I say again, I hope you did not come here to get your ashes. Rather, come here to receive forgiveness. Let his love be the reason that you took this hour out of your evening. Let his cross be the reason you piled the kids into the car yet again. Let his forgiveness be your everything. So what's the purpose of these ashes? Well, as with every other ceremony, they teach and they confess. Ceremonies are only beneficial if the heart is right. Wearing ashes on your forehead does not make you repentant. But the repentant do find value in them. Dust and ashes blacken your forehead tonight because it is your natural heart. The sin of Adam is your inherited sin. The curse of Adam is your curse. We can't avoid it. We can't blame Adam as if it's only his fault. For our own fallen nature desires what is contrary to God. We are the ones conceived and born into death. So before we ever committed any sin, we were already destined for death. Because we were the wrong. We were the sin. We were the enmity. There is nothing good that lives in our sinful nature, St. Paul says. So we do not die because we did something wrong. Rather, we die because of what we are, sinners. We grow weak and fail because of what we are, sinners. We lose our hearing, perhaps our eyesight, our strength, because we're sinners. So put on as much makeup as you want, style your hair, and wear whatever clothes you desire. You can hide your wrinkles and your pimples and even your unflattering shapes. But you cannot hide your heart. And the Lord looks at the heart. That ancient darkness covers your heart so closely, it is impossible for us to tell the difference between the human heart and a sinful heart. So we put ashes on our foreheads not to please God, but to teach and to confess our children, our parents, and everyone else who sees, including ourselves, to teach how dire our situation really is. Death looms over us daily. Who knows? Who of us knows when our last hour will come? And yet dust you are, and to dust you shall return. We should be heartbroken at our sin, ashamed and offended by what we did, said, or thought. In other words, these ashes must cover our heart, not simply our foreheads. The Lord wants the heart, so we confess what is true. A sinner from birth. We put ashes on our forehead. We use this ceremony to teach our children, ourselves, and anyone else, including our parents, what is true. That we are sinners from birth, headed to death, back to dust. It's ugly, it's messy, it's embarrassing, but it's true. And yet still God loves us. So you have not come here this night to beat yourself up over how sinful you are. You have not come here to make yourself really feel the weight of your sins. But you have come here tonight desiring God to forgive. What he says to you today is really no different than what he says to you on any other day. God's law doesn't change. He's not more harsh on Ash Wednesday. The same law, be perfect as I am perfect, applies whether it's Ash Wednesday, Easter, or Christmas. And also the same gospel applies, whether it's Ash Wednesday, Easter, or Christmas. So God desires that you depart from this his house, not feeling the weight of your sins, but feeling his forgiveness, the peace of God that transcends all human understanding. So we do not come to get ashes, we come to eat and to drink the very source of our salvation. Death flowed through our veins, but life flows through his. He is one with the Father, but he took on a dusty body to become one with us. Son of God, Son of Man, one person. So we make these ashes in the sign of a cross. It's the sign of death, but it's not our death. It's his. He was stripped. He was beaten. He was flogged. He was crowned with the thicket of thorns. He died in your place. He could have stopped it, but he willingly went. He willingly went, bearing your blackened heart and ash-filled soul, to suffer an eternity in hell so that you might be forgiven and given life. And on the third day, he rises from his grave, leaving behind every sin with those grave clothes. By death, death is destroyed. By a grave, your grave is open. Death has no claim on him. He shattered its grip. He's free. He's holy. He lives the same dusty body born from Mary and hung on a tree, lives. So there is hope for you, dusty bodies. Unless our blessed Lord returns, death will overtake each and every one of us, and the grave will shut us in. We will physically return back to dust, but we will not remain dust. For with this very same body we will rise, and with these very same two eyes we will see our God. With these two eyes and not another, at the voice of Christ, life will stir in our grave, cold limbs will be invigorated, a mute voice will burst into song, a decayed body will be put back together, the heart born to die will be immortal, never to stop. What is dusty has become immortal, and nothing can slow you down, nothing can turn you back to dust, nothing can stand in your way, for your Redeemer lives, and in the end he will stand upon the earth to wake you up. Putting ashes on our foreheads in the sign of a cross does not give us this life. It confesses it, it teaches it, but it doesn't give it to us. So once more I say, do not come here to get your ashes, but come here to eat his body and to drink his life-giving blood. This is the feast of immortality. Come for the Holy Supper. Here is the cure for your greatest ailment. Here is the source of healing. It takes away all sin and turns your mortal bodies into immortal bodies. For here his risen body and blood is united to yours. His life-giving blood courses through your veins. Jesus lives even on Ash Wednesday, and so you also will live, for you have faith in him. Ceremonies are beneficial, at times extremely beneficial. They confess what is true, even though they may be uncomfortable at times. And at times, the more uncomfortable they are, the more beneficial they can be. But may the Lord always give us a heart of repentance. We can't hide our sins, so neither do we want to. God sees it all. And by grace, he has taken it all on his human shoulders. There is our death on Calvary, and there is our life at Easter. Ash Wednesday is not the end of anything. Easter is. So take and eat. He lives, so shall you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.